Joe Biden is trailing both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis with Texas voters, including with Hispanics. It's Wednesday, April 26, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we've made it to the halfway mark in the week, and I appreciate you giving the Texas Minute a part of your day. The Speaker of the Texas House hasn't really gotten anything done for his fellow Republicans, but he's already got his mind on his vacation. We'll talk about that coming up, but first, as the border crisis continues with devastating consequences for illegal aliens and Texans alike, one deadly traffic accident has depleted a month's worth of emergency resources in one border county. Earlier this week, troopers from the Texas Department of Public Safety attempted to pull over a pickup that was suspected of smuggling illegal aliens through Kinney County. The driver attempted to evade arrest and ended up rolling the vehicle in a ditch. As the vehicle rolled, several passengers were ejected. Emergency workers coordinated on the ground as four helicopters were dispatched for medical evacuation flights. Two people died at the scene and another died en route to a hospital. According to local officials, county taxpayers will have to foot the bill for this accident, and it's unlikely anything will stop it from happening again under the current federal policies. The incident cost the county taxpayers a month worth of emergency supplies. The influential leader of North Texas Gateway Church is once again encouraging his congregation to vote in local elections and to consider candidates whose values align with biblical principles. Gateway is a multi-campus megachurch based in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. This past Sunday, Pastor Robert Morris highlighted several local candidates on the May 6th ballot who are part of Gateway's church family.
At Gateway Church, we vote. We pray and we vote.
He went on to explain,
Gateway Church does not support or endorse any candidate or any political party, but we do endorse biblical principles. And we do believe that as good citizens, we should vote national, state, local elections.
We could use more pastors encouraging their congregations to vote in all elections, but especially in local elections. Remember, early voting is underway right now, and Election Day is Saturday, May 6th. Even though the Texas House is moving at a historically glacial pace and refusing to advance conservative grassroots priorities, Speaker Dade Phelan took to social media yesterday to express his yearnings for a summer vacation. Phelan posted shirtless photos of himself and wrote that he's stoked for tasty waves after the session hits a gnarly sine die. Seriously, this guy's the House Speaker. You might remember that the Texas House has yet to pass legislation on border security, school choice, banning child gender mutilation, protecting minors from explicit performances, or protecting gun rights, among all the other conservative priorities, and yet Phelan's talking about his summer plans. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, meanwhile, has teased the potential of a special session, that's legislative overtime, if the House continues to move slowly on conservative priorities. Apparently, it's just really hard work for Dade Phelan in his efforts to Californize the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Wade Miller. Cartels have operational control of our border. They're exporting mass human misery. They're flooding our communities with deadly gangs and narcotics.
On this season of Exposed, we go over the entirety of what's happening and what you can do about it. Listen now to episodes 1 and 2, wherever you get your podcasts.
New polling finds bad news for President Joe Biden in the Lone Star State. He's trailing both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis among Texas's general election voters, including among Hispanic voters. Polling commissioned by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC finds Trump leading 52-36 over Biden with Hispanic voters. The same polling shows that DeSantis leads Biden by a margin of 42-30 with Hispanic voters. Among all demographics, Trump has a 3-point lead over Biden, while DeSantis has a 4-point lead over Biden. The same polling finds 60% of Texas's general election voters think it should be illegal to sexually transition children through puberty blockers and surgery. Similarly, 60% of general election voters believe parents should not be allowed to take their children to sexually explicit drag shows. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.